So you guys are from Whitney Young, right? In
most
Chicago?
Of them are, yeah.
Okay. And it just kind of baffles me. I think it baffles everyone how you found so many talented people, and they all do so many different things. So I'm just kind of curious, like, how'd you guys meet up? Like, were you guys friends from, like, a young age, or just kind
of
come together?
Some of us were. Like, Liam
they
and
were
Lane,
friends.
And me and Vic were friends when we were Matt Young, and some of us came together in a different way. Like, I met JP at a jazz program in the summer. I forgot even what year it was, but that's how I met JP, and then Greg at the Merritt School of Music, where a bunch of us studied music. And
okay, cool. That's awesome. So you guys are obviously you're not really living the typical life of like a of a what? You guys 18, 19?
Yeah.
18. Yeah. So I mean, is it awesome? Just
yeah.
Basically, like, you guys are touring. You were with Cudi what, 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
That was insane, I bet.
It was nuts.
Yeah,
we were on stage with George Clinton in Parliament, Funkadelic.
That's asking a fucking fool.
They let us come on stage and just jump around for a bit, so that was fun.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's tiring. It's a lot of work, but
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, playing shows.
It pays
all
off.
The time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of did my homework before this, and I saw that you are going to Roosevelt next year.
Or I was supposed to.
You were supposed to.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, are you guys kind of like? I mean, you guys are kind of blowing up right now. I mean, I saw you got stuff from the New York Times. Your video played on MTV, like, what, a month ago, 2 months ago? Are you guys keeping going with this, or are you guys going to try to...
Yeah.
That's
this
awesome.
Is it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, definitely. All of us could have gone to... I mean, all of us got into a bunch of different
yeah,
places.
Yeah, we all deferred a year and to
I
see what
the,
happened.
The
and
year
it's...
is becoming an infinite year.
One of those.
Yeah, I don't call back DePaul University. They call me and stuff, and don't call them back.
Yeah, that's awesome. Glad to hear that you guys are going to keep doing stuff. Okay, so everyone, I mean, I'm sure you guys get questions about, like, your artistic influences all the time, like, what artists influence you. But what I'm more curious about is, like, can you point to, like, a certain, like, maybe line or a certain, like, I don't want to say song because I want to go a little bit, like, more specific, like, a certain line. Like, you really identify with? Like, a stance. I know you're big into jazz. So, like...
What's the lick?
A line. Wow, that's...
Keep them on.
That's a cool question.
Worry about it.
I think one... A song that really... That I identify with for, like, songwriting. Because, I don't know, it's different for... different types, but I think for songwriting, The Art of Almost by Wilco, for some reason I just find that the most beautifully well-written lyrics that I've heard recently, I guess.
Yeah,
so that's
I would say God, one recording.
Oh.
I would probably say Blue and Green off of Kind of Blue, Miles Davis and John Coltrane. Yeah, that's a pretty insane.
It's legendary.
Everything about that is perfect.
Yeah.
Or whatever perfect is.
Yeah.
To me.
This guy.
I don't know, I had some shit, man, I was thinking, but I don't really know, man.
Okay. It's cool. You mentioned Wilco. You guys got an opportunity to record at Jeff Tweedy's studio, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
Wilco Loft.
Was that a
changed our idea of how to record an album?
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, my parents have been listening to Wilco for decades, and I've been listening to Wilco.
Uncle Tupelo.
In car, right before they were even Wilco, when Jeff Tweedy was playing bass in Uncle Tupelo. You know, but. It was crazy to be able to work with him, like, on that level and have him have an input onto what the music is that we're making. It was just fucking nuts.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a genius.
So if you could each, like, identify maybe the single most important show you've played so far, what do you think you'd say?
June Bar.
Huh.
The first show. Because if we hadn't, I think if we hadn't done June Bar, if we hadn't made it free and told everybody and went super hard with that one show, like, I don't think that...
Anything would have
I don't think that people would really.
What do you think?
I don't know. You're next.
In terms of like just how important it was for our careers, I think like doing South by Southwest was really important for us. We went really, really hard and put up posters everywhere. Both years. We just played it this last year also. But if you're just talking about like one of the main shows that I just like was crazy for me, it was Lollapalooza for sure. Like that was nuts. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Only one show that that was really ill for me was the Metro show that we did in Chicago when we sold out the Metro. It's hard to say one specific show been the most important because you got to treat everything with importance and kind of give everything its due diligence and stuff. But yeah, Metro was ill because it showed me and showed us that we could really lock our city down, and just to have it be sold out like that, and it was people outside, it was girls outside crying because they couldn't get in. You know, it was like it was going to work in this bitch.
I know you do some solo work.
Yeah.
And I know you have a solo mixtape. But I'd like to talk about your spoken word mixtape that just came out. Because that's the side we don't get to see of you and kids these days.
And yeah.
We get to hear her sing and we get to hear him rap. But we don't get to hear you speak your mind. So could you talk to us a little bit about Ill Soul?
I started writing in high school, like junior year maybe. I was opening with Vic, so I was playing trumpet when Vic was doing like solo shows for the project he had called Straight Up. I was playing trumpet with him, and we opened up for this dude named Nate Marshall, and there was a bunch of poets that went along, like we opened for him and a bunch of other poets opened for him too, and I just started writing after that. And then Ill Soul, Shades of Blue is like a lot of older pieces. Like I wrote most of that stuff still in high school, I just kind of wanted to record it and put it out. Like, hey, you know what I mean? I do this, and like this is something that I'm passionate about or whatever, you know. But it's always kids these days first, no matter what. So
I know that was when you started writing for.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Right after that Nate Marshall show. Yeah. I don't know, man. I recorded it all at a studio in Chicago called Soundscape with this dude named Mike Kolar, who's real talented, has done work with a lot of really famous people and stuff, and just kind of knocked them out. Yeah,
it's a really good mixtape.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I was waiting for Clear Eyes to come out on something I could download.
Yeah, I had to put it on.
Playing the YouTube video over and over. But
right.
I must have been like 1,000 of those, dude. It was over and over.
Thank you.
So I'm glad it came out.
Thanks,
another thing you guys talk about, you've got the Save Money thing and you've got Trap House Rock. I don't know what, like, Save Money is like a collective, right?
Yeah,
Save Money is the movement.
Okay.
Save Money is a collective.
And that's got like Chance the Rapper?
Is that Caleb James. I mean, it's a lot.
Joey Perp. It's a bunch of people. It's a lot of cats.
And like, how'd that name come about? Save Money.
Save Money originated in halls of Whitney Young High School when we were freshmen. I don't know, man. Kind of just, spontaneously appeared one day.
Combusted.
Through a handshake, I gave my man a grown man handshake, and I was like, "Save Money, my nigga." And that's how that started.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's the movement.
Yeah. So, what about Trap House Rock? Is that a genre? Is that how you guys describe yourself?
I would say.
Yeah. I mean, it's like one of the biggest things that everybody always tries to talk to us about is like, what is your genre? Where do you fit in? What do you hip hop, soul, jazz, rock, funk, R&B, whatever.
Bullshit,
right? So, we just wanted to come up with our own name so that people would stop asking us
about R&B bullshit.
Trap House Rock, though, we rehearse at a place called that we call The Trap.
You know, being the Trap, rocking.
Cooking crack, so what I'm saying?
So Trap House Rock.
Yeah.
Trap House Rock. Rock. Distributed through your neighborhood.
Neighborhood iTunes.
Neighborhood iTunes by kids these days. Brought to you by Save Money.
Cool. So can you tell us? Did you tell us what you guys got coming up? Do you have any more solo projects, or do we have, you know?
Fuck solo shit.
Yeah, fuck all that
shit. First single off Trap House Rock coming soon. Trap House Rock coming
also soon.
Also soon. Save Money World Takeover.
Now.
Soon after.
Is imminent. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Look forward to all these
actually,
things.
I like her thing. Save Money World Takeover Now. That's her.
Got it. Okay.
I'm still trying to think of a song that I like.
That's stupid.
What kind
of
songs do I like? Give me a song I like.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Bang,
okay.
Bang.
I'm going to say the shit that, that's true. For that question that you asked a while ago, my favorite song is this Tupac song called I Ain't Mad at You. And I guess that shit influences me just because, I mean, Tupac is such an expressive artist, you know, and his music always really seems to represent his true feelings. And it's really varied, too. You know, it's not like Tupac writes only songs like Brenda Had a Baby or only songs like Hit 'Em Up, Diss and Biggie. It's like you can get, you know, all sides of human emotion. And so I think it's kind of, it influences me. That song influences me just because it seems to come from such a real place, and it's such a good description of like a story and a situation. But even more than that, it's like just through songs like that, it kind of shows, you know, that people are people, you know, and people want to a lot of time categorize artists, you know, especially rappers, as being like a conscious rapper or a, you know, hood rapper, whatever. But it's like, you know, people are people at the end of the day, and so don't be mad if you hear me say something very thoughtful or loving one minute and then angry and violent the next, because that's how the fuck people are, and that's how I am, and you know what I'm saying. So yeah, I love Tupac.
Cool, great. Okay, I do this. I've interviewed a couple rappers before, and what I ask you guys to do, and you don't have to do it, I understand if you don't want to, but just spit a couple bars if you could. If you don't feel comfortable, that's fine. But if you could, that'd be great.
Let me think of some bars.
Want me to spit some bars?
I'd be rapping and stuff, you know what I'm saying? How many bars?
I don't know, like, as many as you want.
7.
75.
Gave a fuck about critics. They could suck on my dick, tell them I'm breaking their rules. Learn this shit on my own, so I guess now that I'm grown, I got a duty to kill it. Turn this shit up in your iPod, feel it for niggas that's locked up doing digits, pushing their way from their civic code that you never forget that. I got you, you my brother, if you ever where you are, put your faith in me, I'm shining, you could wish upon a star. Bow, that's some bars, just a couple of them.
That's great. Okay, just one last thing. Could you guys tell everyone who listens to this where they can go to like find out more about Kids These Days?
Facebook.com/KidsTheseDaysBand.
Go to the
Twitter at Kids These Days. Our website's under construction. It'll be there soon. Where else can
find us in the streets? Chicago represents. You know what I'm saying? In your neighborhood. You feel me? Coming to a town near you soon. Kids These Days, Save Money, Still Alive. Real niggas never die.
Kids These Days ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Trap House Rock!